Thank you for listening in. It's time for Hijinks to ensue again. You're all such fools, but you are fools until the end. And if you knew Bobby and decided to do a podcast, well then you would see my life is so damn frustrating. And the blue coyote says white claw giggles and tears.
Dragon Slayer!
Yeah. Oh, you have a weapon?
Yeah. Well, of course I do.
I'll stick to my cape of billowing.
I guess we're recording now. I didn't remember hitting the button.
Good.
What? Welcome back to the Hijinks and Sue's Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, Blue Coyote, and as always, I'm joined by tag team partner for life, and the name of the game today is cartoons that we grew up on. We had a few guest entries where some of the fives and tens sent us a list of things that they enjoyed growing up. We do have some younger listeners, so they are going to be newer cartoons than that which Bobby and I grew up on, but they're not cartoons that I am not well versed in. You know, they're cartoons of stuff that I've actually seen, so we can talk about that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. So Bobby, I want to start with you.
Okay.
Age Before Beauty. What is a cartoon that you grew up on?
Dungeons and Dragons.
Of course.
It had no ending.
Yes, it did.
That was a made up ending. It was not by the original people.
It was released as an audio ending.
Boo.
Many people consider it to be canon.
Nope. I don't. Fuck them. Fuck them in the neck.
Did you ever see the car commercial with the characters in it?
Yes.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed seeing them again.
Yeah. It was good. It was good.
No, that's not going to be my number one pick. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Uh-huh.
Just because I love that cartoon so goddamn much.
So I'm searching through my stuff, and we will get to the...
Are you making a bracket or something?
No, we're going to be doing that tomorrow.
Are they going to fight?
They will tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah, tomorrow we will... And the fans who sent in their picks of shows that they like, they each sent in four each. So we're going to use the four from each of them. You'll get four, I'll get four, and then we'll load it into the bracket, and you and I will cuss and discuss and roll and go from there. Similar to what we did last week.
How are you getting all this fan info?
They sent it to me.
I never get anything.
I post a thing, and I said, hey, guys, remember, we've got brackets and topic to discuss, and then the ones that have listened to the show send me a direct message with their stuff.
I've never seen that.
Okay, well, you're not on Facebook.
Oh, no, I'm not. And please stop sending me shit to Facebook.
They don't.
I have 92 notifications for Facebook, and I don't know how to get on Facebook.
Oh, okay, well.
Like, for real.
Sorry, I know. Sorry about your bad luck. So Aaron the Red has sent in that this cartoon remains a favorite since childhood. So that's I guess, what his number one would be. So we'll save that for last.
Like last year?
Yes. And he remembers fondly Yu-Gi-Oh! Which there's an exclamation point in the name. So it should actually be Yu-Gi-Oh!
I'm quite fond of Yu-Gi-Oh!
And Code Lyoku. Which he said he's been rewatching and realizes how not good those shows actually were. Which we'll discuss that whenever we get to my picks.
What was the second one? Yu-Gi-Oh! And what?
Code Lyoko.
I don't know what that is.
As well as Pokemon. Dragon Ball Z.
Gross.
Fairly Odd Parents, which I loved.
Fuck yes.
Jimmy Neutron.
Nope.
Tom and Jerry.
Nope.
Looney Tunes. Dexter's Laboratory.
Hell yeah.
I love Dexter. I grew up on Dexter. Powerpuff Girls.
Yes.
Justice League / Justice League Unlimited. Both were good.
Fuck yeah.
Static Shock. Horrible show.
I don't know what that is.
Samurai Jack.
Hell yeah.
Avatar The Last Airbender.
Nope.
I do want to talk about that in a minute. And then he said also Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and X-Men. Both great shows.
Turtles are garbage.
And Batman. Like, he just kept going. He's like, he's like, oh, and finally this. Oh, and Batman. I'm assuming the animated series, which was great.
Hell yeah.
And then the remade version of He-Man, if that counts. Yes, of course it counts. It was a good show. I enjoyed
remade.
It. Yeah, they, in 2003, they came out with a He-Man and the Masters of the Universe. And it was actually pretty good.
Fuck. I have not seen any of them. I didn't know that was a thing. Apparently my phone does. 87 new messages on Facebook. I am not on Facebook. Ooh, Battle Cat looks badass.
Doesn't he though?
So does the sword.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that show was pretty good.
Oh, he has dick abs.
Dick abs?
Yeah, like a swimmer cut.
Oh, yeah. So, it was a pretty good show.
I prefer the old Skeletor.
Yeah. But I did like that show when it came out.
Was it just 10 episodes, or were there multiple seasons?
No, there was like 3 seasons.
Wow.
I've got them all on DVD.
I was busy raising a kid.
It ended with, it was like cliffhanger. Like, it didn't have an actual ending, so.
Like D&D.
Yeah, but no fans actually came around and did an ending for it, so. So let's talk about some of his picks, because they definitely resonate with me. Batman the Animated Series, probably one of the best shows growing up. It was geared more towards like older kids, I think. You know, there was some darkness to it.
There was.
I think it pretty much came about after Batman Returns. So it kind of had that Tim Burton feel to it.
Okay.
It actually was really cool in the aspect that there were things that happened on the show that were like 30s and 40s-esque, but then clearly technology that was for its time, you know, the 90s and beyond. So it was kind of a middle of the road, but it was the jumping off point for the Superman cartoon series, and then later Justice League. They're all in the same continuity. Batman Beyond spawned from it.
Fucking great.
So it was actually a really good driving show. Had several spinoffs. Great artwork style. The creation of Harley Quinn, probably one of the most popular mm-hmm. Batman characters of all time. But a great show. I own the Blu-ray box set that came with a lot of lithographs and some pop minifigures and all kinds of cool stuff there. Great show. Of course, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was probably one of the bigger ones that I grew up on. And really enjoyed. I love the toy line. They had a million different things there. They probably overdid it. His number one pick, something that he said he still enjoys to this day. We're going to go to a little land where you would find a pineapple under the sea. We're going to Bikini Bottom.
Yeah.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay.
I
had to watch those as a father.
Yeah. The show started, I believe I was in high school. I know that after graduation, I had friends with kids, and so I would sometimes have to watch it ad nauseum, and I didn't really care for it because it was the only thing that was on their TV every time I went to their house. Whenever I had my own children and started watching some episodes, I found some that I really loved. My favorite episode is where he rips his pants and everyone laughs at him, and he kind of makes a joke out of it. And and he's showing the audience, hey, this is how you poke fun at yourself, and don't be down on yourself. But then he carries the joke too far, and everyone gets mad. But generally, anytime someone mentions SpongeBob SquarePants, I almost immediately have to say, I ripped my pants. Would you like some fudge, Rebel? And then my kids are always really happy. They always make me go, no, Gary, get away from there. Meow. I love that Gary meows. That's probably my favorite thing. Patrick gets on my nerves.
He's supposed to.
Squidward, a.k.a. Bobby E., pisses me off quite a bit. Anytime I see Squidward, and he's bitching about something.
Dick.
I love Mr. Krabs. His greed knows no bounds. Sandy Butt Cheeks or Sandy Cheeks. Whatever.
Sandy Bottoms.
Sandy Bottoms. I'm thinking Sandy Cheeks.
You might be right.
Because it's Bikini Bottom. I can't see them.
Yeah, Sandy skin. Cheeks. You're right.
But
right.
Her being from Texas and the way she
It's never confirmed she's from Texas.
Yeah, they did a whole Texas episode where they were making fun of Texas and she got a super butt hurt because she's from Texas.
Yeah, I'm trying to edit that.
Well, I didn't appreciate that because we're not all the same as Texans. But it was a good show. I have enjoyed it. I can tell you Mrs. Coyote hates that show with a passion. Anytime it was on, she was, turn that shit off. And then point that I would allow the kids to watch it when she wasn't around because I didn't have a problem with it.
Did she say shit?
Yeah, turn that shit off. Like, she was mad. Like, she hates it. She doesn't see the point to the show. And I tried to explain to her. I was like, it's not for you. You're not the audience. You think it's stupid? Don't watch it. Well, it doesn't teach kids anything. I'm like, no, that's not the whole point of the show. It's just entertainment. It's just for laughs. But now I have told the kids to turn it off whenever I see it on. And the reason is because they sold me down a river one time. And she was getting on to them for something. And my daughter, my youngest, just defiantly, when you're not here, Dad lets us watch SpongeBob. So then I was in trouble. Fucking kids selling me down the river.
So our main message today, folks, don't have kids. Or mothers.
Or rivers. Okay, so
he didn't have G.I. Joe on the list?
That was a little before his time. Original fan Zach also had Batman the Animated Series, Fox's Spider-Man, and the X-Men the Animated Series. And then his other one that we'll talk about last. So,
okay.
Fox, when I was growing up, Fox had, like, a lot of the great stuff. And a lot of the shows they did were after school. And then they showed another one on Saturday mornings. So that was cool. Like, I remember, like, I had to get home so that I could see Batman or Power Rangers, which we won't discuss on this episode because it wasn't a cartoon. But,
it was stupid.
Knife and shop! So,
took that one without flinching because I stand by my word.
But for me, Spider-Man was a traditional Saturday morning cartoon.
Spider-Man and Friends.
We're talking about Fox's Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man. And it was very 90s-esque. It did come out after the X-Men cartoon. But the great thing about the Spider-Man is that it had storylines, like continuing storylines. So they would do like a Venom story, and it would last 5 episodes, and so it took you 5 weeks to get through it. And it was really good. You know, you always wanted to tune in. You didn't want to miss an episode, miss a little piece of that story. The animation wasn't probably the best, but the voice talent was good. The character designs were pretty good. So I enjoyed Spider-Man as well. Now, the X-Men, I do want to talk about, because it was good. It was very 90s-esque cartoon, but it was based on the comics at the time.
Yes.
So that was cool. One of the downsides for me was, you know, the X-Men had such this long, rich history.
And so they started kind of with the team. They didn't really have the X-Men Blue, X-Men Gold like the comics did, where they had two different teams. But they spotlighted certain characters like Gambit and Rogue. The initial episode was the introduction of Jubilee, discovering that she was a mutant, and they saved her from the Sentinels and brought her in. But they would meet other characters, and it was like they didn't know who they were, like Nightcrawler.
Dazzler.
And whenever they met Colossus. Mm-hmm. It was like they didn't even know who they were. And I was like, well, they were X-Men before this team ever existed.
Yeah.
I don't remember Dazzler being... Dazzler was in an episode as a singer. But what predates this cartoon was another one. It had a pilot. Basically, what Marvel Animation did back in the 80s is they were in charge of the RoboCop cartoon. And so they were slated for approximately, we'll say, 13 episodes. And what Marvel did is they used that money, they made 12 episodes, and the money that they saved by not making that last episode, they produced and animated a pilot. And it was known as Pride of the X-Men. And I loved that cartoon. I would rent it from Blockbuster all the time. And then years later, I found a copy on VHS and I bought it. I'm looking for it on DVD. But it was a really good show. The lineup there was Cyclops, Wolverine, Storm, Nightcrawler, Colossus, Dazzler. And the new X-Men that they were kind of bringing in, like they did with Jubilee in the animated series, was Shadowcat. And so she was just now coming into her powers. But the animation was awesome. It was semi-anime kind of style. As a lot of cartoons in the 80s, you know, the animation was done primarily overseas in Korea. Great animation, great voice talents. I didn't like that Wolverine sounded more Australian than Canadian.
Canadian.
The X-Men don't have room for no Warner kids. You're like, okay.
No shrimp on the barbie.
But it was, you know, the...
I don't think I ever saw that.
The primary antagonist of the show was Magneto and the Brotherhood of Evil Mutants. So it was like Magneto, Juggernaut, Blob, Pyro, White Queen, and Toad. And the way that they kind of matched up, they did a very good job of saying, okay, well, we've got this guy. He's going to fight this guy. So you had Colossus versus the Juggernaut. You had... a really good matchup, it was, or a good fight scene, was Wolverine versus Toad. And Toad's just like jumping all over the place. Wolverine's cutting shit up. Probably one of my favorites was...
I definitely never saw this.
The Blob versus Nightcrawler. And Nightcrawler shows up and the Blob's there. Nothing can move the Blob. And Nightcrawler says, Alita Zane. And he bows and just teleports right past the Blob. What I didn't like about Blob was he sounded semi-Russian. Nothing can stop the Blob. When, in fact, Fred J. Dukes, which is the Blob's real name, is from my hometown of Lubbock, Texas.
That is from Kansas.
Uh-uh. Whenever the trading card line came out, because the popularity of the comic book series fueled the cartoon series, and the cartoon series boosted comic book sales, and so there was like X-Men everything everywhere, and they released several card lines. Well, Marvel would have a full line where they do like Captain America, Iron Man, the X-Men, Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, all across the board. Then they had an X-Men line of only X-Men characters, and it was pretty cool. And so you'd have a picture, a really cool nice art piece, and then you'd flip the card over and it would give you stats on when their first appearance in the comics was, their real name, their height, their weight, where they were from, and then it would have like a little paragraph, kind of like a backstory. And Fred J. Dukes, the Blob, it said that he was from Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, right on.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Fuck, I always thought he was from Kansas.
But the cartoon was great. Years ago, they released it to DVD, and I got a set. I need to get another because I don't have any more. But... The issue with the cartoon is they kind of wrapped it up and they had their swan song into the show, but the show was so popular, they're like, no, let's do another season. And they kind of rushed it. And so the animation wasn't as good. The storylines weren't as good. And because of the rushed production, certain episodes were not finished chronologically. So like episode 3 wasn't done, but 4 and 5 were done. So let's show those. And then we'll go back and show 3. So the timeline was kind of off. It was kind of weird to try to watch, but all in all, good show. One of the ones that he had on his list, which was a good good show that was one of my favorites growing up, was Transformers Beast Wars.
Okay.
It was like they could, they looked like animals. They were on a prehistoric Earth, and it was an interesting concept. The animation for the time was really great.
I hate it.
It was computer animated, but by today's standards, it looks really bad. I think season one had come out on DVD back in like 2011, around that time, 2010, 2011. And I tried watching it, and I made it through like half of season one. It was like, the stories are good, the voices are good, the humor was there, but the animation just killed it for me. But it was good. I liked Cheetor. You know, he could run really fast as a cheetah, and then he transformed. It was pretty cool. But the toy line was really good. I remember that.
Of course.
What? Gah! Always coming down on me for toys. So you gave a pick of Dungeons & Dragons. It wasn't your number one. I would say another one for me, there were a many, but I'll start with He-Man, the original Masters of the Universe.
Mm-hmm.
I liked it growing up. It wasn't one of my favorites. It wasn't one. It's probably one now that I look back on and I really like. You know, I've bought a few figures from a new toy line.
A few?
I hate you sometimes.
All the time.
And I do have the entire series on DVD, and the box set that I got came with a really great documentary about Masters of the Universe and the whole story of how that cartoon came to be, and it was really good.
So I'll stand myself corrected.
With?
You have a thing for He-Man.
It's just that chest plate. That BDSM gear and his fuzzy boots.
And his boy cut.
Well, you'll see in the 2003 version.
That's this one?
Yes. Prince Adam actually looks like a teenage kid.
He does.
And then,
no, he doesn't.
That's not Prince Adam. That's He-Man. But Prince Adam, that's Prince Adam. If you can see, he looks like a teenage kid. He doesn't have super big muscles.
Oh, okay.
But in the original He-Man, one of the issues, he looks exactly the same, except you take his clothes off and he's got new gear and a sword and a shield. That was it.
Yeah.
And
a scary cat.
Yeah, Cringer changed more than He-Man.
Yeah.
So, what else you got? What other cartoons did you like growing up?
Well, I had... I'm a little older than y'all, so I had Thundercats.
Uh-huh. Thundercats was one of mine.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Like I said, He-Man, G.I. Joe.
Uh-huh.
Darkwing Duck.
Uh-huh.
DuckTales.
Woo! G.I. Joe was probably my favorite.
Yeah, G.I. Joe was definitely my favorite.
I liked that they had...
There were too many characters.
Again, they had arcing episodes. Well, they had so many characters because they were trying to sell toys. And that was kind of the issue with a lot of those shows in the 80s is... For instance, we'll talk about Thundercats. Thundercats, you had the main team, and then you had the bad guys. And they sell those toys, and they're like, well, shit, we sold all these toys. What are we going to do now? Oh, let's write in some new characters. And create toys for them, too.
Yeah. I saw them... they did more, like, accessories. Like, now you can have the Thundercats... I don't know. Fucking Ford Ranger.
Oh, yeah. Thunder Tank!
Yeah.
I can see that. Masters of the Universe did, too.
But they did the one... They did the one thing that I liked about G.I. Joe is every... G.I. Joe character, good or bad,
uh-huh,
had a different personality, a different style.
Yeah.
And I really liked that.
I think the great thing with the G.I. Joe cartoon, initially, they did, like I said, I like driving story. And so they would have like a five-part series. For instance, whenever they introduced Sepinteur, as the Emperor of Cobra. They did a five-part, you know, five different episodes of them, of Cobra, trying to get the materials they needed to create Sepentor, and G.I. Joe trying to stop them along the way, and G.I. Joe fails. Sepentor's created, and then they gotta fight him. But, really cool stuff.
It was cool to see the bat, or the good guys fail.
Yeah, it was very true to real life. Probably not as much as the comic, because, you know, in the comic book, people, you know, died and they stayed dead. Like, one of my favorite characters, Quick Kick, he died in the comic, and they never brought him back. So,
not in the movie. He wasn't in the movie.
He was in the animated movie as like a cameo. Like they didn't.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was a cameo.
There were so many characters that it was kind of like Aaron the Red. One of the shows he picked was Justice League Unlimited. And what was cool about that show is they would pick one of the main Justice League members, for instance, Batman. And you wouldn't have the rest of the Justice League, but you'd have minor Justice League people. So, okay, this episode we're going to have Batman kind of mentoring. And the mission is going to involve Green Arrow, Supergirl, and someone else, you know, Elastoman, and that was more the focal point. So G.I. Joe, kind of the same thing. They had so many characters that they weren't trying to fit them in every episode, except for Snake Eyes. They had to get him in and everywhere, which Snake Eyes was easy to do because he didn't speak, so you weren't paying a voice actor.
Yeah.
To do Snake Eyes. Now in the comic book and in the movies, it's all about Snake Eyes versus Storm Shadow. In the cartoon, Storm Shadow's G.I. Joe counterpart enemy was Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
And Spirit was one of my favorite characters. I also like Wild Bill. But yeah, I was really big on G.I. Joe. I remember the USA Network would show episodes before school. So I'd get up early in the morning and I'd watch Voltron and then an episode of G.I. Joe, and I'd go to school, and then me and my friends would talk about, oh, did you see the Night Creepers? Yeah, they were really cool.
I never got into Voltron.
I loved Voltron. It was probably one of my picks as well. So I would say G.I. Joe, Voltron, Ronin Warriors.
No idea.
And Batman.
Yeah, Batman.
But out of the 80s cartoons, Thundercats, He-Man, G.I. Joe, Visionaries. Visionaries was a good one.
I would go with that list, but replace Visionaries with Dragon Slayer.
Okay. I also liked Dino Riders and Dino Saucers.
You like dinosaurs, man.
No. It was just the times.
I couldn't get into that. Mine was Animaniacs.
That's like after all of that, though.
I'm a large child.
Me too.
Old child, I guess.
Like, I still watch cartoons to this day.
As do I. Like, when I get home, I'm going to watch Batman Beyond.
Cool. That was a good show. Had a good soundtrack. I liked the movie, The Return of the Joker.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That was so...
Static X doing the soundtrack?
Yes.
Yeah. R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Wayne Static.
Yeah, I think now looking back, one of the big issues here is the concept of nostalgia. We see anything now. It's bigger now that they've released toy lines, they've released the DVDs or whatever. But, you know, if you're walking through a mall and you look in a store and there's a t-shirt that just says, I have the power of Grayskull. You're like, oh, that's a cool shirt. You know,
I would buy that.
I'll pick that up and wear it around. And then it becomes a conversation piece. I remember when I was in high school, Thundercats kind of made a comeback because they were shown on the Cartoon Network, old reruns, and so you started seeing t-shirts with the Thundercats logo on it. And
I have one.
never seen you wear it.
Certain shirts I don't wear. I'll never be able to find them again.
Oh.
That's why I'm wearing this shitty-ass Spider-Man shirt.
Oh. Okay. But yeah, definitely, Mask. You remember Mask?
Fuck yeah. Mask Crusaders, working overtime, fighting crime.
That's awesome. Yeah, I loved Mask.
I wish we weren't recording when I did that.
The Real Ghostbusters. I liked that one. It was a good show.
It was alright.
There was another one that kind of flashed in my mind whenever you were singing the Mask theme song, and I can't even remember what it was now. You took knowledge from me. there was a kind of an obscure cartoon. I want to say it was called The Adventures of T-Rex. That was a good one. Again, dinosaurs. But,
see?
They were like anthropomorphic dinosaurs, and there were these five brothers. They were like lounge singers, but they were also crime fighters. That one was all right. Check that out if you can find it.
If you have any idea what he's talking about.
But yeah, look into it. Look up Dino Riders, Dino Saucers, Adventures of T-Rex.
Don't.
Visionaries, though. Visionaries was a really good one, and it's underrated. The toy line didn't sell very well because it was...
stupid.
It was cost... it was not cost effective. No, the action figures were cool because they were a little bigger than G.I. Joe's, but they were put together and moved like G.I. Joe's. Still a little smaller than the traditional like He-Man figure. But they were really expensive to make because at the time, the technology to produce holograms was very expensive. And one of the things on the show, for instance, the leader of the good guys, his name was Leoric. He wore all blue armor. He had his main weapon was a whip. But his totem that he received from Merklin, the wizard, was that of a lion. And so on his chest, you would see a lion. The toy had like a lion hologram that it wouldn't be there. And then you'd move the character a certain way. And there was like a blue lion on his chest, like a 3D image out of the hologram. But in the show, basically, you had the good guys and the bad guys. And they are trying to... It's post-apocalyptic. It's like the Dark Ages, but it was after the time of science. So there was a cataclysm. They've kind of been plunged back in the Dark Ages. They're both trying to find power. And so you have the good guys and the bad guys. Some of them had crossed paths in their previous incarnations. And so the magician, Merklin, not Merlin, not Merkin, but Merklin...
God damn it.
Was a
you didn't let me make a Merkin joke.
he kind of showed up to both sides and was like, "Hey, I've got this power. Let's have a tournament." And so they showed up, and it was like a kind of a fight to a maze. And they both sides had people on it that showed ingenuity or strength or whatever the virtue may be. And he bestowed these powers on both sides. But so they had this animal totem image on their chest, and they could turn into that animal for so long. And so Leoric could turn into like a giant blue lion.
Wow.
It was pretty cool though.
Did they have Kung Fu Grip?
No.
Fuck that toy.
They were not G.I. Joe's, so they couldn't have the Kung Fu Grip. But a really cool show. I think you can find it on some of the episodes on YouTube. Check it out.
Or don't. I'm not.
You should. It was such a good show.
No, that sounds stupid as shit.
It was good.
Okay.
There were dragons in it.
Oh. Were there dungeons?
Yes, there were dungeons in it. There was dungeons and dragons. And
still not going to watch this bullshit.
There were sun imps. There were sun imps. There was a wizard.
Mind flayers. Beholders.
Well, no. That had been copyright infringement. But, so... I urge you, go check out some of the shows that we talked about. I am passionate about these older cartoons. I've always kind of got them on the horizon. Robotech was a good one.
I did like Robotech, kinda.
Yeah. Go check them out. And Aaron the Red, Original Fan Zach, thank you for supporting the show this week and sending in some picks. And I can't wait until tomorrow whenever we put your characters on the battle map and we have a tournament and see who is the victor.
Wait, I gotta throw an anime in there. We threw no anime in.
We talked about Voltron.
That's
about,
not anime.
We mentioned, yes it is. We talked about Ronin Warriors.
Vampire Hunter D.
Shut up.
What?
What?
Vampire Hunter D?
What about it?
Dude, that's one of the greatest animes ever.
Never heard of it.
You have just learned something, my child.
Shut up. I've got like the whole series behind you in DVD.
Vampire Hunter D?
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Eat a dick. You do not.
Ooh, I know one we didn't talk about.
What?
The Pirates of Dark Water.
Pirates of the Caribbean? I love Johnny Depp in that series.
No, Pirates of Dark Water. Ooh, what? SWAT Cats, the Radical Squadron.
Oh, I did watch SWAT.
That was a good one. Biker Mice from Mars. How did we not talk about Biker Mice from Mars?
I don't know how, because
I think for a while now, we should spotlight on Wednesdays, which is spotlight a different cartoon. Talk about things and stuff and stuff and things.
I'm running over my own.
God, I love cartoons, man.
I do too. We could do a whole
podcast. We could do a whole podcast on cartoons. We could do a whole podcast on what we're doing with D&D. We could wrestling podcast is dead. We've run away all of our listeners. No one listens anymore. Everyone hates us. Until next time. I'm Blue Coyote. He's Bobby Cheese. We are the Hijinks and Sues Wrestling Podcast. The Hoop, the Ring, the Squared Circle.
He's crying on his tits.
Cheese whiz on his D. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Hijinks and Sues Wrestling Podcast, the HEWP, where today we are doing our Fantasy Friday. We've got brackets, and the theme of the week has been 80s cartoons.
Fuck!
Cartoons we grew up as a child. And so the bracket this week is going to be made up of different characters from cartoon series, and we will pit them into a randomly generated bracket. So we had a couple fives and tens send in a list, and the way that we entered it into the initial list was I did a pick from Aaron the Red, a pick from Original Fan, Bobby E gave a pick, I gave a pick. And so we just kind of went down there. We're going to copy and paste it into the random generator here in just a moment, and we will start with those matchups, and Bobby E and I will work down until there is a victor. Now, because we are the only ones doing the who would win, I know some of the 5s and 10s might be weary. Oh, they're only going to pick their guys. No, the 5s and 10s had some really strong picks, so we can take a look there. Now, for the breadth of continuity, Original Fan, Zach picked actual shows. I took a character from those shows because... Like, he would pick Thundercats.
Hell yeah.
So you can't have all of the Thundercats. That would be really great. And doing it show-based would be cool, but we'd have a lot of people picking the same shows. For instance, Bobby E., Original Fan, and Aaron the Red all picked people that were from the Thundercats realm. So we kind of had to pick and choose from there. I will let you know at the top of the hour that, Original Fan, Zach, you picked Thundercats. The character that was chosen from that was Tigra, because Panthro and Lion-O were already on the table. Sorry if Tigra totally sucks, because he was kind of a third-tier team member.
Yeah, but fuck him.
He had some cool powers, and he was a tiger, and that's really cool. But as we go on, I will tell you the show or character that he picked as well. Bobby E., would you like to select your dice for this round?
I would like to switch one of my picks.
I know that you're going to switch one of your picks, and we're going to get to that in just a second. But
God damn it!
Do you want to? Are you going with the red dice or the black dice this week?
What did I go with last week?
I do not recall.
I'm going to go with the red this week.
They're right there all the way. There you go. And I am going to go with my white blood-stained dice this week. Get your 20-sided die.
Also known as a D20.
Also known as a D's Nuts. So, in the interest of fairness this week, and to add kind of a role play element, if we have a disagreement, instead of just going to the dice, depending on an argument made for that character or against that character, Bobby E. and I will both be rolling certain matches, I'm sure, with advantage or disadvantage. And for those of you at home who don't know what that is because you don't play D&D, a disadvantage throw would be you roll twice and take the lowest. An advantage would be where you roll twice and you take the highest.
Right.
We didn't do that last week, and I think that we kind of cheated some of the experience out of it where it was just like flat out the highest, roll one. Because I think the argument could have been made in certain instances, well, because this character has this ability, it would give them an advantage, so on and so forth. So with that in mind, I'm going to click back over to our bracket. It has not been fed in yet.
You're just mad because I won.
No, I'm not mad at all that you won. But I didn't want to feed it into the bracket because I knew Bobby E was going to change one of his, and I didn't want it. If we'd fed it into the bracket and he's like, well, I want to take this character out and put this character in, I didn't want it to look like it was based on, well, because that character's going up against so-and-so and you know you're going to lose. So let me start by saying who has what. And whenever I read Bobby E's list, then he will take out who he wants to take out and replace with his new pick. But Aaron the Red has He-Man from the classic series, Scrooge McDuck, Funshine Bear, and Lion-O.
All right, can I change any of his?
No.
Fuck.
Because he listed shows, and I picked a primary character from the show as best as I could in some instances.
You went with Scrooge?
Original fan. No, Aaron the Red went with Scrooge McDuck. Original fan, Zach, you have been assigned Optimus Prime from Transformers, Inspector Gadget from Inspector Gadget, Tigra from the Thundercats, and Leonardo from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Bobby E has Batman from Batman the Animated Series, Panthro from Thundercats, Darkwing Duck from Darkwing Duck, and Joker from Batman the Animated Series. So who do you want to take out and replace with Skeletor?
Funshine Bear.
You can't. That's not your
God
pick.
God damn it. All right. No.
You don't want to take out Darkwing Duck and put Skeletor in there?
Nope.
Okay. Funshine Bear to me was an interesting pick. I would have gone with Grumpy Bear or Lionheart Lion, one of the Care Bear cousins.
I would have gone with anything else.
I would have gone with gum on my shoe.
Gumby,
Pokey. So you're sticking with your list.
I will.
Okay, you don't want to put Skeletor in.
No,
I'll
be fair.
My list was Storm Shadow from G.I. Joe, Leoric from The Visionaries, who we mentioned yesterday's episode, Matt Tracker from Mask, and Voltron, who I'm pretty sure is going to win the whole thing.
Now, doesn't... Hang on.
What?
Voltron counts as like six people.
No.
Five people.
No.
I don't know how many people it takes to make a big robot.
It takes five individual lines, but once he's together, he is one character. Voltron. Sorry, tough shit. That's how it goes. You should have thought a little harder before you're like, oh, the Joker. I gotta have the Joker in everything.
All right, then I will take out Darkwing Duck.
Okay. For Skeletor? Because that's who you mentioned.
Nope.
Well, then tough shit. We're going ahead.
No.
Yes, because you... No. You can't just like, oh, no. Now I see what the competition is. I want to change it.
Okay. All right.
What were you going to do?
The Transformers, who all the dinosaurs transformed into.
All the dinosaurs or the construction? You had the Constructicons. And
yeah, I know those. No, the
I
dinosaur
think they became
ones.
Devastator. I don't remember the dinosaurs all becoming one big dinosaur.
Yeah, they did.
Are you thinking of Power Rangers?
No.
Yeah, you are. Go fuck yourself.
No.
Now, if I was thinking of Transformers, I'd have picked Unicron. He's a whole fucking planet, but...
Yeah. Unicron. No, all the dinosaurs converged into one big monster.
I don't recall that. I think you're making it up.
I'm not.
Right. Fans, let us know.
Yes, let him know he's fucking wrong.
That's your easy cop-out. They never let me know shit.
Apparently they do.
Only because I asked for it.
You asked for content. I sent you content and you told me to shut the fuck up.
I didn't ask you for content.
You asked, what is it? What is that? Discord. I said small breast. Immediately you said, shut the fuck up.
I didn't ask for content. I said, based on last week's show, I need answers to our topic.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I'm not changing none of mine.
You're not changing any of yours?
Nope. Darkwing Duck is going to rule that ass.
He ain't doing shit. Look it up. You know I'm faster on Discord. Come on, I even clicked into the wrong thing. I'll probably get there before you.
I'm on Discord. What the fuck you're talking about?
But you don't even know where you put it. In the butt.
Yeah, that's badass.
We still need people to send in their picks for discussion and their picks to be used for Fantasy Friday. And you put tits, but I said...
We still need people to send in their picks for discussion and their picks.
Yes.
I said small breast.
That was... Yeah, I didn't ask for topics. I asked for your picks relating to the topic, which our topic was cartoons you grew up on. You grew up on small tits?
Yes. That's all I would think about.
Speaking of tits, I do want to mention, we didn't talk about this yesterday, but it seemed like every cartoon... had to have, like, a female character or two or three just to kind of pull in the girl audience. So, with G.I. Joe, you had primarily Lady J in the cartoon. And then Scarlet and Cover Girl. You also had the Baroness.
Mm-hmm.
Visionaries, they had a girl who could turn into a dolphin and a girl who could turn into a shark.
That's stupid.
Transformers had RC. Masters of the Universe had Teela. And then Evil-Lyn on the bad side.
Dude, Evil-Lyn. God.
Yeah, really, really hot. But no one picked any of those characters. Funshine Bear, I think, was the yellow female Care Bear. So we have a female on the bracket.
Who in the fuck?
Your favorite, Aaron the Red.
Yep. Red Aaron, come on.
So let us generate.
Oh, shit.
And see what we're going to have.
A train wreck. Yay, you can't do it. This game's over.
Copy that list. Redo the thing with the stuff.
Redo the thing with the stuff. Red Aaron, you're killing me. Oh.
So here we go. First match. Oh, it's actually a doozy.
Hang on.
He-Man versus Voltron.
Oh, no.
Who you got? He-Man, Voltron.
Yeah, I'm reading through the whole list.
No, just go with what we've got, because you're going to preconceive, like, well, I want this person to take on this person later, so I'm going to say that in this match, so-and-so wins so that they can fight my guy later and my guy can win. That's not how we're doing this shit. Just on the bread, on the butter.
Don't hate me for fucking...
Strategizing?
Yeah.
That's not the point. The point is... In this match alone, not who I want to face over here, but in this match alone, He-Man versus Voltron.
Somehow my brain works.
Who got?
He-Man.
He-Man?
Yeah.
Against a giant fucking robot.
Abso-fucking-lutely.
And I agree.
I fucking hate you.
Oh, you want to go with the giant robot now?
No.
I'm pretty sure, because I can see He-Man, like Voltron goes to stomp him, and He-Man catches his foot. And pushes up and throws him off balance. And then he takes out his sword and he jumps up and he like cuts off an arm.
It's different than the way I saw it.
How did you see it?
I saw Voltron landing. He-Man jumps off of Battle Cat. Pulls his sword and just cuts straight through.
Straight through. Well, as much as I, like initially I thought Voltron's going to win it. He came against He-Man first thing. And I was like, oh shit.
So we don't have to roll?
We don't have to roll for that. Because He-Man won.
I like rolling.
I know you do. It'll happen, I'm sure. Leoric versus Funshine Bear.
Funshine Bear?
Leoric.
I don't know who the fuck that is, so I'm going with Funshine Bear.
Okay, so a spectral knight that can turn into a fucking blue lion.
Okay.
He's got a staff of wisdom that can tell him how to beat Funshine Bear. You're going to go with Funshine Bear?
Yep.
Okay, both are magic-based creatures.
Aaron, you're killing me.
But this is a little stuffed teddy bear. This is a full fucking blue lion if he chooses to change, and he's got maul and bite, double attack. I'm going to say
All right, you get two attacks.
So I roll with advantage, and you roll regular.
I think I should roll with a plus two.
No. For what? Courage? Can't get more courageous than a lion.
I have Funshine. I'm a Care Bear.
You're not much use without the rest of the Care Bears doing the whole stare with you.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. I saw the fucking show. Funshine Bear is like the weakest fucking link in that. Like, Hugs and Tugs Bear are more powerful.
I think you should roll with disadvantage because you know that.
No, I'm rolling with
advantage. No!
I'm rolling with advantage because I'm a fucking lion and I'm a knight. I've got armor. You're a naked fucking yellow teddy bear.
Okay.
How did we get to this point where you and I are fucking arguing over this stupid bullshit?
Well, what's sad is you know what color this motherfucker is.
Yeah, because I have daughters. Four of them. That's why I know what a Care Bear looks like. I've got more daughters than you've got.
You know what? I have so much faith in my Care Bear.
Okay.
So I'm just rolling.
You're rolling regular.
Where are you going? The fuck are you doing? Here you go. I have made him angry.
Because in what fucking planet are we living on where Funshine Bear beats the Roaring from the Visionaries? That kid's on the fucking escalator again!
You're scared I'm gonna beat you on this roll.
I am! It's fucking horseshit! Alright, I'm rolling with advantage, and you're just taking a single roll.
Single roll.
Go. Let's see what I got beat.
17! Eat a dick!
I get one more roll. Come on, crit. I will crit a fucking kid. God damn it!
Funshine Bear!
I hate this game!
I love this so much.
Storm Shadow.
Wait, you don't want to describe in great detail how you die?
Leoric?
Yeah, it was
sees a bear of magical unknown. He asked the Staff of Wisdom. Staff of Wisdom claims that Funshine Bear is a magical creature of unknown stats. Could be powerful. To protect himself, Leoric turns into a creature of magic himself, a blue lion. Funshine Bear, feeling threatened, uses her Care Stare Bear, whatever, uses her power from her belly, blasts the blue lion, who is in fear of awesome power, and he bites off his own dick and bleeds out a blue death. Dead.
That's all right. I'm sure Funshine Bear was just stroking your hair.
Yeah, probably. Whatever. I hate you. Storm Shadow versus Lion-O.
This is a good one. This is a good one. Who am I? I didn't pick either one of these.
You didn't pick either one of these. In fact, so far, none of the people you have picked have come up.
Roll a d6.
For what?
See, who are you going for? Fuck.
I'm going for Storm Shadow.
Alright, I'll take Lion-O.
Why do you have to be again? I pick Lion-O too. Moving on. No one rolls.
I'm all in jerk off motion. You're gonna die. Come on, who are we gonna go?
So are you picking Storm Shadow now that I'm picking Lion-O?
No, we gotta roll on this one.
Well, so we're both picking Lion-O. We don't have to roll.
Alright.
I mean, he's a Thundercat. He's got mystical strength. His sword is magical.
I have to go with Storm Shadow then.
Okay.
Because by the time he's all thunder,
Storm Shadow kills him?
Yeah, I get a Storm Shadow.
I agree. I go with Storm Shadow.
You're a dick.
So I'm moving on.
Storm Shadow. Stop trying to not roll against me.
Yeah, I'm going with Storm Shadow.
I have to. It makes the most sense.
Yeah. He's got, because Lion-O, Panthro's like the ninja Thundercat.
Definitely.
And I'd say Lion-O, while he has strength and a mystical weapon, his weapon primarily gives him sight beyond sight, which he's not going to use. He doesn't need to see Storm Shadow. It's not going to give him any knowledge, but otherwise it calls the other Thundercats to him. And this is a one-on-one battle. Storm Shadow, with all of his Air Shikage wisdom, not only does he have two swords, he's got the bow and arrow, he's got daggers and shit, throwing stars.
On his bandolier.
I'm going with Storm Shadow.
Yeah, but Lion-O has to do the thunder. Thunder.
Decapitation, he can't even...
Thundercat!
Yeah. And see, if I was just going on what I wanted to see later, I would want to see Lion-O and He-Man. But now we're not going to get that because we got Storm Shadow. So the next bracket, Scrooge McDuck against Matt Tracker.
It's fucking stupid.
From Mask. He's got a fucking car that can turn into a plane.
I'm going to go with Scrooge McDuck.
You're only doing that so that we have to roll. Scrooge McDuck has no weapons, so he's got his cane. That's it. He's going to use a cane against a fucking car and technology and laser guns. Scrooge McDuck
has money, but
he ain't using it.
Scrooge McDuck has built an underground bunker.
And he's going to hide in it?
He's going to hide in it and hire apparently Funshine Bear.
And Launchpad McQuack.
And He-Man Classic.
No, he's... Shut up.
To go against...
No, he's not hiring shit.
So you have to roll...
Funshine Bear has no need for money, and He-Man would see that was dishonorable. Both decline. You must roll with disadvantage, and I get a +2 armor, because I'm in a fucking car.
I'll give you that.
Okay, so roll with disadvantage. You roll twice and take the lower number.
I roll twice. That is 16. 16. And a 20. Crit! Mother fucking crit! But I'll take the 16.
You have to, because you're rolling with disadvantage.
That's fine.
And I'm going to roll 18 +2, dirty 20. Matt Tracker moving on. He runs over McDuck with his fucking car and he goes, meep, meep, as he drives around the corner.
That's all right. Damn, I'm rolling rocks today.
And I like the fact that none of these characters have even been yours yet.
I know. I'm still fighting for them.
All right. Next matchup. Optimus Prime versus Darkwing Duck.
This is one of mine.
This is one of yours.
So I'm going to go with Optimus Prime. No. Darkwing Duck.
I'm going with Optimus Prime.
Hell yeah.
So Darkwing Duck has gadgets similar to Batman. He's got a grappling hook gun. He's got smoke bombs. He's got an awesome fucking catchphrase. Optimus Prime has a sword, an axe, a gun, armor.
A trailer with a little
He's
dude.
Got magic with the matrix of leadership being in his body. He's got a cool catchphrase, transform and roll out. So, I don't know who... I'm going to go with Optimus Prime.
Go figure.
It's fucking...
I'm going to go with Darkwing Duck.
You picked... I know, but we're trying... But now we need the under over. Who's got disadvantage? Who's got advantage? Who's got...
Darkwing Duck has just as many tools as Batman and his...
Okay,
disposal.
So Darkwing Duck...
I think we roll even on this one.
I was going to say Darkwing Duck gets sneak attack because the smoke bombs.
Rogue.
Optimus Prime.
Kind of big.
Well, he's got armor, though.
Okay.
So I will say that...
I think we roll even.
We roll even, yeah. Okay.
Oh, no.
Are you an 8? Yes, you are. Yeah.
7.
Optimus Prime. Moving on.
Fuck.
Now, this next one's going to be really interesting. Panthro.
Oh, shit.
And Tigra.
Now, hang on. Is Tigra's the He's female?
No, that's Chitara.
Tigra's the engineer.
No.
I forget who Tigra is.
Like, Panthro is the engineer, mentor,
ninja.
Slash bodyguard ninja guy.
He has the nunchucks.
He's got the nunchucks. One side has, like, water. The other one has, like, fire.
Yeah. One's red, one's blue. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Tigra has, like, a large bullwhip. He also has the bolo that he can throw, trip him up. He can use his whip. He kind of whips it around himself and can go invisible.
I think you should get a plus one.
Tigra gets a plus one?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm pretty sure Panthro would win. But for the sake of, I know you love to roll.
I do. Oh, unless you want to say Panthro wins, then we just move on.
The thing that gets me with Tigra, though, is the invisibility.
Yeah. That's why I think you should get the plus one. Because...
Okay, so
let's... In game rules, I would get a 50% miss chance just to hit you.
Mm. Not in 5e. But we will move on. So I, just to give, because I know Panthro's your pick, just to give original fan a chance, I will take Tigra and I will take a plus one.
Will you?
16 plus one, 17.
Three.
Tigra, moving on.
I'm about to switch dice, because now we're getting to my shit.
Batman from the animated series versus Leonardo.
Batman. We don't have to roll for this one. It's Batman.
Leonardo.
What? Are you stupid? Come on!
I'm going Leonardo.
No, I want you to feel this in your heart.
He has
feel been, this in your heart.
He has trained his entire life, whereas Batman half his life was a pampered bitch.
Oh, now you're just making me mad.
They're both ninjas, but Leonardo's been leading this team. I'm going with Leonardo.
You can roll with no. I think no.
It's an even roll.
Absolutely.
No. Batman rolls with disadvantage because...
No!
Leonardo's a kid. He's fighting a teenager.
I don't give a...
He's fighting a teenager.
Okay. You're fighting Batman.
No, Leonardo's fighting Batman.
Yeah. He's fighting Batman.
He's a teen? I'm saying Batman's fighting a kid. It's going to pull his
heartstrings. Absolutely no fucking advantage.
Yep.
If anybody should get advantage, it's Batman. He has the wisdom. He's been fighting. Who has Leonardo fought?
The Shredder.
The Shredder. That's it. Who has Batman fought? Scarecrow. Crocodile. Penguin. Catwoman. Fucking my mom.
Leonardo has fought Shredder, Baxter Stockman, the Rat King, Leatherneck, Krang, Foot Soldiers, Dimension X Baddies, Rock Soldiers.
How... None of those are main characters. Except for, okay, Krang. I'll give you that one. Shredder. Give you that one.
Rat King.
Not a major character.
Yeah, he is a major character.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to
him. No.
Nope.
Leonardo.
No advantage.
But Batman rolls with disadvantage because he's fighting a kid. He wouldn't do it. He would want to save him and try to mentor him and teach him the right ways.
No, he wouldn't.
Yes.
Nope.
Fine. If you're not rolling with a disadvantage roll, then you have to roll a minus one.
No, that's the same thing.
No. You can either roll twice and take the lower number, or you can roll minus one. You're fighting a kid. The fives and tens would agree.
No, they wouldn't.
Yes, they would. Batman would not fight a child.
Yes, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
He fought Robin.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
After he was an adult. So I have to beat a 17? Or are you rolling with two rolls taking the lowest? What are you doing?
It's an 18.
Are we doing an 18 minus one, or are we doing two rolls and you
Fine.
Take the lowest?
Beat a 17.
If this is...
Beat a 17.
If I roll an 18 or higher, I'm going to punch you in the face.
I hope you shit your pants.
20!
This is bullshit. This is fucking bullshit.
Leonardo
can suck a big bag of dicks.
This is like that time that Asuka beat and Randy Orton. Him. Asuka beat Randy Orton. Remember that? Or The Rock beat Taker. You remember that? You get all excited until we get into it, and then you're like,
no, it's stupid.
Well, take your fucking dice and go home then.
It's stupid.
Last match in this series. not in the whole thing. Don't turn it off.
This is a weird one.
Inspector Gadget versus the Joker from Batman the Animated Series, voiced by Mark Hamill. Who you got?
I'm the fucking Joker.
And I'm going to go with Inspector Gadget.
Only because you're rolling good.
Because I just crit killed Batman. I'm feeling lucky.
I think Joker gets a plus one.
For insanity?
He's insane, but he's still smarter than Inspector Gadget. It was always that little bitch and the dog that Penny? Did everything.
Penny and Brain?
Yeah. They did everything. Inspector Gadget never did shit. All he did was, oh, look, my leg can...
Well, Bro. Inspector Gadget is an android.
Yeah, he's dumb.
But he's got gadgets. Go, go, gadget, Joker killer. Done. He's got go, go, gadget, Joker killer.
He could say go, go, gadget, fleshlight. It wouldn't matter.
Inspector Gadget is like Batman without the brains. He's got all the gadgets. That's what makes Batman great. He's got the gadgets.
So does the Joker. How does he get on his wonderful
toy? Oh, that would be... Oh, man. If Super that would have been
Batman.
If they did like a live action 5-minute and Inspector Gadget comes flying in with the helicopter hat and then he like, go, go, gadget legs. And he's like... And then the Joker says, where does he get all those wonderful toys? That would... I would love that so much. Even though I just made the Joker sound like Brain from Pinky and the Brain. The same thing we do every night, Pinky.
And then he would...
Play with our fleshlights.
He would... Crash into a tree.
I actually would... I think the Joker has the ingenuity to take out Inspector Gadget. But I just want to roll to piss you off.
I know you do.
I will roll with disadvantage.
Okay.
A 2? Once you get a fucking crit. 16. 18. So I've got a 2. 2 versus 19. The Joker.
God damn, at least I won something.
Okay. So.
God damn, these get heated. I'm fucking pissed about Batman and Leonardo. You fucking write in. You let us know. Batman should have won, god damn it.
He-Man versus Funshine Bear.
How do you know?
Because He-Man went on and Funshine Bear went
on. Oh, it doesn't do the brackets?
I've got it written down who won each one. That's
I want to see it on the screen.
It doesn't go. We did this last week where it won't go over. See?
I'm going to fix that. You're doing something wrong.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
You're doing something wrong.
I'll fiddle around with it later. Just.
No, you won't.
He-Man versus Funshine Bear.
Something never said on a podcast before. I'm gonna go with Funshine Bear.
I'm gonna go with He-Man.
Cause fuck it. Who picked it? Who picked Funshine?
Actually, Aaron the Red picked both of these. These are both his picks.
I'm gonna stick with Funshine just cause this is stupid.
And I'm going with He-Man, because clearly that makes more sense. I roll with advantage.
No!
Roll with disadvantage.
No!
Yes!
Why?
Why did you pick a fucking... You picked a stuffed animal. Why did you pick a fucking Care Bear? Against He-Man? Are you out of your fucking mind?
Am I being too loud? Is that why you keep carrying them?
Yes! It hurts my ears. What? On what fucking planet is Funshine Bear going to beat He-Man?
Because He-Man would just walk up and be like, what the... What the fuck?
That kid's on a goddamn escalator again!
No.
There's got to be some kind of advantage, disadvantage, plus one, two, whatever role here. There's got to be something. He-Man is... he's stronger than Superman.
But he's stupid!
No, He-Man is smart. Prince Adam is stupid. He-Man is smart.
No, he's not!
Yeah, he is.
No, if he was smart, he would just kill Skeletor at the...
Oh! Shut your fucking floppy face right now on that bullshit, because why hasn't Batman killed the Joker yet?
Batman doesn't kill anybody.
Neither does He-Man. So what makes him a hero?
Fine. I'll roll with disadvantage.
Okay. 18.
18.
Roll again. 12.
12.
He-Man's moving on.
Stupid.
Storm Shadow versus Matt Tracker.
Storm Shadow.
Storm Shadow.
God damn it. Matt Tracker.
Nope. I already wrote it. Because Storm Shadow put a bomb in Matt Tracker's car and blows him up. Optimus Prime versus Tigra.
Optimus Prime.
Leonardo versus the Joker.
The Joker.
Leonardo. If Leonardo can beat Batman, he can beat the Joker.
I would choke on that.
Hard logic to beat, ain't it?
No!
If Leonardo can beat the Batman, he can beat the Joker. And Leonardo's not afraid to kill. He'll kill the Joker.
Okay. Let's see.
We don't have to see. It's going to happen. It happened. He killed the Joker.
No!
Cut his head off.
Uh-uh.
Yeah.
Nope. Yep.
Joker used acid splash from a flower. Leonardo turned around, took the brunt of it in his shell, didn't do any damage. He turned around with his sword, went choo-choo. And Joker says, I did not see that coming. And then his head falls off. And he dies.
The Joker whips out his penis, rubs it on a pizza, and feeds it to Leonardo.
That would only work on Michelangelo.
All
right.
They all love pizza.
So we're rolling, I take it?
Yeah.
Advantage, disadvantages, pluses.
No.
Even Stevens?
Even Stevens. Although I should get a plus one because of my intelligence. But Leonardo is also intelligent. He's the smart one. Yeah. Even Steven.
Okay. Six.
Crit.
Bye, Leo.
Fuck you, Leonardo. Fuck you. Fuck you in your blue mask. Take both your swords.
Oh, my God.
Shove them up your penis hole.
God, you were so complimentary a minute ago, and now... That was crazy.
I fucking never get a crit. That was a good one to get a crit on.
We should play D&D later, and I'll kill your character, because that's the only crit you're rolling today, son.
I'm not using Curly.
He-Man versus Storm Shadow.
Oh, fuck. Storm Shadow.
Storm Shadow.
Yeah, you too?
Yeah, I...
He would be giving a speech about how good he is.
These are the great lands of Eternia, and I am so happy that Skeletor has been vanquished, and this is... And his head falls off. I was kind of hoping I would get to see Storm Shadow versus Leonardo.
I'd start with Storm Shadow.
I would too. All right. Optimus Prime versus the Joker.
Joker.
Optimus Prime.
He would never see him.
Yeah, he would detect him. He's signature.
You don't know he has that.
Yeah, he does.
You don't know that.
Yeah, he can see on several different spectrums.
You don't know that.
Infrared.
He's not the Predator. Then God damn, we should have used Predator.
Except he wasn't a cartoon character.
Oh, yeah. All right, as we roll. I think you get a minus one because you're not going to see him.
I think I get a plus five for armor.
I think you get a plus dildo.
Armor class.
No. Absolutely not.
All right. All right. All right.
You're going intellect versus...
Intellect? He's like one of the smartest Autobots out there. He leads a whole fucking team. He's been doing it for millions of years.
So is the Joker.
For millions of years?
You don't know how long. What year was the Joker born? You don't know. What's his real name? You don't know.
Jack Napier.
Bullshit.
There's actually three Jokers.
There's...
It just came out in the Batman normal canon that this
whole time... I don't
he's
care.
He's been fighting three different people this whole time.
I don't care. I don't care.
Yes, you do.
If you're going to go with Prime, we roll even.
Well, this is not the everything Joker. This is Joker from Batman, the animated series.
Exactly. He can come back to life. He has that thing.
The Lazarus Pit?
No, not the Lazarus Pit. He has that chip in that.
That's from Batman Beyond. We're not doing Batman Beyond. We're doing Batman, the animated series.
I forgot.
A roll better it. Joker would have been Joker from The Batman, where he had like green dreads and no shoes. And,
I did not like that.
I loved that Joker.
I fucking hated it.
I thought he was probably one of the best.
Nope. Heath Ledger.
Well, I'm talking about cartoons.
I know. You wouldn't let me pick him. Roll even.
No.
What?
He's a big fucking robot. He's like the size of a semi-truck.
So?
The only one taking him down before would have been Voltron. I really wanted to see Optimus Prime versus Voltron.
Prime would have killed him. Alright, I'll roll. I'll roll whatever. When I roll you.
With disadvantage?
No, I don't want to roll a disadvantage. Give me a negative.
Minus two.
I'll roll with that.
Alright. 16.
I rolled a natty 18.
Actually, you bounced it off of that, so you should roll again.
No, I did that on purpose. So I threw it. Because I'm mad. Yeah, suck a dick. Bye-bye, Optimus. You don't fuck with... Who was I?
The Joker. Joker.
Yeah. We argued so long, I forgot who the fuck I was.
Joker versus Storm Shadow.
Oh, goddamn.
Quit. Quit.
Trying to fuck you up. I gotta go with Joker. I have to be true to myself. Touching my chair.
Touching my chair. Oh, sorry. Isn't that badass, though? Look at that picture.
Oh, fucking A.
Where Storm Shadow beats Optimus Prime. What?
I can't believe you don't have that.
I drew it once. I gave a copy of it to your mom, I believe.
She hasn't shown me.
Look at him in a giant mech suit. That's awesome. It looked better than this, I'll tell you that.
Looks like I drew it drunk.
Yes, it does. Anywho.
So we have Storm Shadow
versus the Joker.
This is going to be a good one.
Nah, because Storm Shadow wins.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure.
What kind of bullshit are you going to pull up with?
his intelligence is high. You can't say that the Joker's is higher. You can't roll on an advantage for intelligence.
I can't.
He has overcome brainwashing by Dr. Mindbender and Cobra Commander. How'd that figure?
Dude?
Yeah, it's right there.
With the card?
Yeah, it's right there.
Can I have the card?
No. Just go get a deck of cards and take the Joker out of it. Stupid.
I do that all the time. Oh, you do have it. Can I have the card?
No.
I thought I'd trick you. Alright, we're going to roll on this?
Yeah, but we got to figure out the dimensions of it. Look at this stupid Joker.
I guarantee that was a Rob Zombie.
What?
Yeah, it looks like the monster that drives the car.
The Rat Fink?
Yeah. I guarantee that's a Rob Zombie.
Guarantee it's not.
Alright.
Allie. DC artist Allie Vinyl.
Love her.
It's a dude.
Love him.
Alright.
Yeah, quit looking this shit up.
I'm not. I'm just looking at pictures. Calm the fuck down.
You calm down. We're going to roll against this. We're going to argue for... I have that shirt.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I seen it.
I can't find it no more.
Ooh, I wish I had that hoodie.
God damn. Yeah.
All right, so Storm Shadow wins the tournament today. Moving on. Until next week.
The fuck bullshit?
A 9.8?
What's yours?
9.0. Still pretty rare.
Oh, I threw that.
Nope, sorry, it's a 3.
13. That's a 1!
It was a
13. That was a 1!
No, it landed like this.
No, that was a 1!
It
one.
Landed like this. It landed like this. It
was bullshit, that was a 1.
It was a 13.
You motherfucker.
3. I think Storm Shadow should roll with advantage.
Why?
Because he's Storm Shadow.
Alright, go ahead. With advantage.
16. 14. So you got to beat a 16. A 1.
19.
1.
19.
Okay, are you going to take your advantage or disadvantage?
Oh, shit.
So we're even again?
Fuck. So they just like smack. Wait, who am I?
You're the Joker.
Oh.
You got a big hammer.
I just go, pew, bang.
And I go, fam.
Well, how the fuck does this end? Oh, this is different.
Oh, God.
I'm holding on to my Joker.
No, that would suck.
What? Wait, who's left?
Because I've got Joker dice. I've got purple and green Joker dice.
Don't you want...
Alright, so.
Stop jerking off. Oh my eye.
Alright. Come on. Roll it.
11.
18.
Fuck you.
We are the champions, my friends.
The Storm Shadow wins it all?
Yep.
I'm happy with that.
Me too.
Six.
Excuse me. Well, well, well. That was a lot of fun. Thank you to our listeners for your submissions.
It was fun.
Until next time. Oh, wait, we haven't done a tournament. What are we going to do next week? Marvel characters?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do Marvel.
Marvel versus DC.
No. We'll do Marvel next week, DC the week after, and then the winner from each of those will do a battle.
Fuck yeah.
All right, so Marvel, superheroes, villains, mix. What do you want to do?
Yeah, mix it.
Okay, so just Marvel characters next week's episode. And until then, we are the High Jinks and Twos Wrestling Podcast, the H-E-W-P, the Hoop, the Ring, the Squared Circle.
Batman got ripped off.
Joker sucks.